Around this time, weekdays, around this time being 16 to 8, we talk to local shires throughout the area. And Mondays, it is Bullock Shire. And we've got Travis Fitzgibbon with us. Travis, good morning to you. How are you?
Very well, Rubber. Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners.
So everything going well in the lead up to Easter in the Shire?
Yeah, it is. It's been a busy time. We've got a few of our capital projects wrapping up at the minute as well. So the communities will be seeing some brand new things open here and there between now and the end of the financial year. And with the federal election and the state election on our horizon, we'll probably see some local politicians in our area, you'd think, over the next little while as well.
Yeah, I would think so. Hey, the Donald Riverfront project update, how's that coming along?
Yeah, so this is one of those projects, Robbo, and it was funded out of the Our Rivers, Our Region Fund back in 2018, which contributed money to this riverfront project. The Charlton Riverfront project, which is completed, and a bit of money also went to the Lake Tyrrell project into the north of the Shire. But the new barbecue area and a walkway with some brand new solar lighting along the Richardson River there in Donald's being completed. There is a sheltered area still to be absolutely completed in this project. But it's a wonderful project that does a really good job of linking the township down past the new skate park down to the riverfront there where the famous Bullock's Head is. The viewing platform's been redone down there as well, and it's going to be a terrific asset for the Donald community and for tourists alike to have a look at a great part of our shire.
What's the Bullock's Head? What's that?
So the Bullock's Head is a bit of a tree, I suppose a knot, I guess, and it looks like the head of a bullock. And if it's up to the Bullock's Head, then there's a bit of water around. It's a long way up, gets up there near flood times. When the Avon Richardson River starts to rise. So it's just a bit of a natural point of difference to have a look at when you're in Donald.
If you go around the other side of it, what do you see?
Yeah, it's just the head. It's just the other side of the head.
All right, no worries. Just checking. Talking of animals, the animal registration's deadline's been extended. How come?
Yeah, look, as everyone right across your listening area would know, animal registrations are due on the 10th of April. That's true for each local government area below, no different. So we've had to extend to the 10th of May due to a new payment system that Bullock is introducing. So people have been ringing across the last couple of weeks wondering where their renewal slip is. We're just having some technical difficulties with the new system, Robbo. IT is wonderful when it works right the first time, and it can be a bit of a you-know-what when it doesn't. So there'll be no implications for people. The animals are considered registered, and then the registrations will be backdated to the 10th of April when this is rectified and those payments are start to be made. So we do appreciate everyone's patience during this time, and we'll keep everyone updated as this is ironed out.
And finally, small towns, big difference. The applications close soon. What is this all about?
Yeah, so we've spoken about this one a couple of times. Council have got together with the Bendigo and Adelaide Bank and the community banks in Donald and Charlton and the state government as well. So it's a $120,000 community grants pot, Robbo. So plenty of projects can get funded out of this. $2,000 to $10,000 is the grant range. And there is contingency for a bigger sort of project that might enhance the livability of the whole shire as well. So if you are got a shovel-ready project that's a bit bigger than that, then that would be considered as well. So it is starting to get pretty late stages. So applications close on the 26th of April. This is a pilot project, and if this goes really well, we might see this not only return to Bullock next financial year, but in other parts of the state as well. So we'd really like to see our community groups that have got some shovel-ready projects look to tap into this fund to ensure it's successful. And that way, and not just Bullock might continue to benefit from it, but other communities as well. So if you need some help with it or if you want to talk to someone, the Bendigo and Adelaide Banks Foundation is certainly a great start. Or give us a call at Bullock Shire and we'll point you in the right direction as well.
Beauty. All right, Travis. Won't speak to you guys for a couple of weeks between Easter Monday and Anzac Day. So listen, have yourself a safe time over Easter and we'll talk to you very soon.
Good on you. Likewise. Have a great one.
Thanks very much indeed. Travis Fitzgibbon, Bullock Shire, joining us on the Wake Up Call.